This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program is Lori Bowling. She's with the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life. Relay for Life is coming up in Yancey County in June. This is the 25th anniversary of the Relay for Life. It's the number one fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. Coming up this Saturday is the kickoff for the relay, scheduled for June. People always ask, Lori, where does the money go? How much of the money stays in Yancey County?
You're absolutely right, Steve. People do always ask about where the money goes to and how it benefits the families in Yancey County directly. And I have some statistics for you. Not boring statistics, but just truthful facts. Last year for 2008, we actually were very fortunate to raise just under $50,000 for Yancey County. And a breakdown of how that money has been spent thus far is that it goes to providing hours of toll-free access to the ACS National Cancer Information Center. This center actually receives 1.2 million calls every year to the toll-free line, and that's where specialists can answer questions about cancer treatment options and local cancer resources. So some of the money has been spent towards that. It's also gone towards providing researchers with various supplies, including petri dishes and that type of thing, so that they can turn some of their theories into cancer cures. There's also been a large amount of the money spent to provide visits to women from the ACS Reach to Recovery program. That's actually a program where people actually go out to visit various people that are presently struggling with cancer or different issues relative to their diagnosis. There are also different camps that are run for children with cancer, and some of the money has gone to that as well. $1,000 has been used to provide expenses for patients to stay at a Hope Lodge for free during their cancer treatment. Hope Lodges are in various locations across the country, and when a cancer patient goes in for their treatment, some people don't have the finances available to stay at a hotel or, you know, have to travel back and forth, and the Hope Lodge would provide that type of stay available to them during their treatment. There's also been money designated for what's called the Look Good, Feel Better program. That's predominantly for the female cancer survivors because it is involved with providing makeup tips, different ways for how you can look better, wigs, bras, prosthesis, that type of thing for those patients as well. And then there's also been money spent towards scholarships to allow cancer survivors to go to college. So there's been some of that money's been designated there as well, and then some additional $3,000 of that money was spent to put a patient through a clinical trial that was funded by the ACS, but that was a person directly from Yancey County.
Lori, tell us a bit about, you mentioned the amount of money raised last year. What is your goal for this year?
We are shooting for about $51,000 this year. And we understand that, you know, it might be a little bit challenging with the economy and things the way they're shaking up right now. So we are focusing on actually more involvement from people throughout the county. It doesn't take but a little bit to make a huge difference. And, you know, even keeping that change out of your pocket at the end of the day and designating that for the American Cancer Society will add up in the long run and make a huge difference for those patients in the area suffering from the disease. One of the things we're so proud of as the American Cancer Society and with the Relay for Life event in particular is that we honor not only the survivors and the patients that are presently undergoing treatment, but we also honor their caregivers. And through the sale of luminaries, which if you've ever been to an event, you see the luminaries lit up, and it's just a beautiful sight. We memorialize those who have lost their battle with cancer, and it helps us to remember essentially one in three of all human beings will be diagnosed with cancer at some point in their life. So it is a very far-reaching, non-discriminating disease. And we do our best to educate and hopefully put this nasty booger to rest.
I understand. Well, the kickoff for this year's event, the Relay for Life, is coming up this weekend in Burnsville. How about telling us briefly about that?
Sure. It is on Saturday, as you said. It's going to be located at the Burnsville Town Center. It's going to be a floating event starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, running through 3 o'clock in the afternoon, open to everybody, survivors, families, past teams, anyone wanting to learn more about the Relay for Life and how they can participate. It will be a community event, so, as I said, open to everybody. Special presentations with more information about how you can participate will be going on at 11:30, 12:30, and 2 o'clock. And then later Saturday evening, after the event, after the kickoff is actually over, there will be a band playing at the Town Center. They're called the Folsom Prison Gang, and they are a Johnny Cash tribute band. All of the proceeds from that event will go towards Relay for Life.
Thank you very much. That's Lori Bowling. She's with the American Cancer Society talking about the kickoff for this year's Relay for Life in Yancey County. We thank you for joining us, Lori.
Thank you, Steve.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.